Father, in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, we are so thankful for him, so grateful for him. We rejoice and give him praises. Oh, they sang the beautiful blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God, that it was poured out. Oh, and it was shed. Hallelujah. Oh, for us, for the joy that was set before you. Lord, that love, that great, great love wherewith we are loved. Thank you for him. Oh, God, thank you for him. How he came down. Oh, God, thank you. What he was made for us who knew no sin. Oh, thank you. Oh, and here we are. Oh, God, vessels of mercy. Oh, and riches of glory, giving you praise unceasing. Praise unceasing. Lord, till we see you. Oh, the precious bridegroom. Thank you for this groaning. Oh, it's only by your grace. It's only by your spirit. We give you all the thanks and praise and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God. Let's begin today in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Going to rejoice in the mystery this morning. And thanks be to God, it's no mystery to us anymore. Oh no. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Brother Paul speaking, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, grown up, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." Listen to that. "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained." And that word ordained, never forget, it's an appointment to you. "Which God had an appointment for you before the world unto our glory." Oh my. "Which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." And I love that. We speak. This is our speak. It's been given to us to speak. It's our life. It's our living. It's not just, if you will, a language. Brothers and sisters, it's a love language. And this is what we've been given. We speak the wisdom of the mystery of God, a hidden mystery, which is unto our glory. This is mind-blowing, heart-blowing. It's just whether, I'll tell you what, he's got to hold us together for this, I will assure you. Because you think about the Word of God and how throughout the Word of God, from the very beginning, it speaks of beholding the glory of God and seeking the glory of God and seeing the Lord, the glory of God, and giving glory to God. But now, brothers and sisters, this glory, hallelujah, it's unto our glory. Something's changed here. Something's more that has been given in this mystery to us. And those that will allow the Spirit to show them and reveal to them this mystery. This mystery, brothers and sisters, gives us transforming knowledge. See, that knowledge of this is transforming. Yes, it is. Because it's knowing Him. It's knowing His love. This transforming knowledge unto our glory. You read a little further there in verse 10, and we just read it. It's all by that all-incredible Holy Ghost, isn't it? Amen. We know that. That Holy Ghost that so specifically, Jesus said, I got to go. Because I got more. I want more. And this is part of the more plan. And the more plan is I have to go to the right hand of the Father, and I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. Oh, He's been with you, but He shall be in you. Oh, and I'll tell you what. That Holy Ghost, He gets in you, you're going to have power. Power. And not the power that man thinks power. The power of God. And what is the power of God? Believing. Believing Him. The power of God that gives us that grace. That we have faith. The power of God to know Him. Yes. The power of God to have enlightened eyes of understanding. The power of God, thank you, Lord, to know that this is mine individually and you want to minister this to me. The power of God that gives you this desire and a panning for knowledge, the knowledge of Him, that without the knowledge of this mystery, there is no transforming from glory to glory into His very image. It has to be this mystery. Brothers and sisters, the hidden things, praise God, being made glory for Him by the Spirit. How much glory? Let's just jump to the conclusion of this thing over in Revelation chapter 21. Here we come to this transformation of glory, this one of the most magnificent grace. As the word was given to Paul, as then he spoke to them, it's by the word of my grace shall build you up and give you an inheritance. That phrase, build you up, is a masterpiece. It builds the masterpiece for him. Well, here is the masterpiece of the word of grace. Hallelujah. In Revelation 29, verse 9, we know that this was John, the apostle John. He was taken in spirit to have this vision that was given unto him. And it says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels in the ninth verse of the 21st chapter of Revelation. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials of the seven last plagues. And he talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. See, this bride, praise God, as we understood in reading this mystery, hallelujah, that we've been given, the hidden wisdom mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. This bride descending is that mystery revealed to all. Praise God, giving him the glory of God. Yes, glory for him. This is the bridal message, the mystery that we speak. Thank you, Jesus. Go on over to Colossians chapter 1. We should always break out in a Bible study, you think? Keep your finger here because we'll be coming back. Colossians 1, verse 26. The mystery, listen to this now. This is yours. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Now this was a mystery and it was hidden. And it was hidden from generations. But it was revealed to Paul. And at that moment, now. And that is our moment, now. And will you let it be revealed to you now? And brothers and sisters, how wonderful this now is. And notice here, was it revealed to the world? Did it say that this was revealed to the world? Read it there. Who was it revealed to? His saints. This is very, very important. He revealed this to ones that already knew him, ones that were already loving him. But there was more of his glory. No longer was this glory just to look at. That's what we're encouraged in on Wednesday night. As Moses said, show me thy glory. Oh, what a statement. How bold. And you're going to see if you'll come and you'll listen and get back on there. The hidden mysteries in that to us. The meaning of that to us. But on the surface to Moses, oh, what an encouragement of grace. A man that had walked with God for 120 years. 120 years. He knew God. He knew God's ways. But God touched his heart. And he said, oh, show me thy glory. Show it to me. But here we are. Listen to what we have here. Unto our glory we have been reading this morning. Now we are given the mystery to grow up into his glory. By the grace of God to be glory for him. Yes, to be glory for him. This is marvelous. Go on over to Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Now here we go. Once again, Brother Paul, Ephesians chapter 3. Let's begin reading verse 4. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand. See, the understanding of this mystery is essential. It's critical. Because without it, you'll never get it. Brothers and sisters, do you realize the messages that we've had over the decades in this place? Do you understand what we feed upon when we come in here? Let me tell you something. I am proud of the Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is awesome. God give us more thanksgiving to the things which we do here by the Spirit. Amen. That we don't come in here and it's a fluff deal. This is exact. It's a point. It's a mark for a prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is what we speak. There isn't anything else to speak. As the word of God was given to Paul, he said, there is no other gospel. He said, not only am I not going to preach any, I'll tell you what, there isn't any. Because this is what we speak. So he says, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. The mystery, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And know this, any of those other apostles or prophets, they all had to get it from one place. And that was by the Holy Ghost through the Apostle Paul. You're not going to get this any other way. It's just like how we got it. We got it through, by the Holy Ghost, through Paul's epistles. Do you understand that? Amen. There was something about that chief of sinner that had to magnify the grace of God. Amen. It has to come through this message. I've heard people say, well, don't you think people could be in the bride of Christ without hearing the message? No. You can't. It's a knowledge. It's an understanding of this mystery. And let me tell you something. Whom he foreknew, he's going to put them right in the place to hear this mystery. And God is not a respecter of person. He would have everybody to be saved. Everybody to be saved and come to the full knowledge of this mystery. But let me tell you something. God's exact and he doesn't waste a thing. It's exact, just like when he gave the manna, you got enough. It's exact to what you need and what will fill you. And here we are, praise be to God. And we got all the fullness of God to fill us. This is what he's given us. Our rejoicing is in this mystery. And he said it again like this, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. See, Paul took no credit. It was still by the Spirit. But you have to understand this. It was still the gospel given to Paul. We worship him in no way, shape, or form, meaning the apostle Paul, that vessel. But it's that message. It's that proposal. It's that mystery. It was given to him for us. Hallelujah. And here it is, the mystery. Verse 6. That the Gentiles, that's them saints, if you will, saved ones, should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ. By what? The gospel. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is so wonderful. The Gentiles, the believers, you and me, this mystery gospel that we have been given, we should now be fellow heirs. And I love that. A sister was thinking about that yesterday. What's that strange word? I can't even Google that thing. No, Google don't know about that word. It's way beyond Google. Way beyond. You better know this. And I loved it. And just to be able to say, oh, thank you, sister. That graced my heart. To give her all of those things that the Lord has given us. Praise God. But I'll tell you what, that fellow heirs, that's a mighty word. Matter of fact, it's the depth, it's the hidden places of the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That word fellow heirs means as a husband and wife. It's a very rare word. It's not found very often in the Word of God. And one other beautiful place that it's found is in Romans 8, if you turn there. And in Romans 8, verse 16, that precious word, here we go. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if children, then heirs of God. And remember this, in the Greek, these words are so much more than what we write. That little word and means, but moreover, now. I mean, it's just great with the and, but let's get for what it really means. So it says, and if children, then heirs and heirs of God, but moreover now, joint heirs, that's the word, fellow heirs, with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So we have that wonderful word again, fellow heirs, joint heirs, as husband and wife. Praise God, the bridal message. And yes, there is a suffering that's required in that. We understand that. And the suffering is take the gospel. And it will. This wonderful truth, it will separate you unto him. It'll separate you in ways and try you in ways, brothers and sisters, that will be beyond any suffering that you could imagine. Yeah. You begin to love in a way and love the people of God in ways that you begin to enter into the sufferings with him. And how he longs for the brethren to come. How he hurts when there's a lack of faith in believing in that wonderful mercy and grace of God. This is that suffering that he's speaking of here. That you enter into that with me. But the purpose of it all is that last part where it says that we also would be glorified together. Glorified together. See, there's that glory. Remember how we started this thing about this mystery and what the mystery and the whole purpose of the mystery was unto our glory. Yeah. See, he wants glory. He wants her. The word of God has said from the very beginning that, you know, the woman is the glory of man. That is the glory. And he's going to have that glory. And that was the purpose of it even from the beginning, as we know that it said that he had ordained that. There was an appointment for that. And here's the appointment. We're appointed to hear this. We're appointed to rejoice in this. Now go on back, as I told you, to Colossians chapter 1. As he continues to bring this together. Remember, this is how we began today. Verse 26. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. And what is that? To whom God would make known. Listen, God making this known to you? What is the riches of the glory of the mystery? See, it's not just a mystery and unto glory. This is the riches of his glory. Does that remind you of vessels of mercy? That he bestows the riches of his glory upon you? This is a glorious God, and all he wants is glory. And he's going to have his glory. The question is, will it be you? Do you want to be this for him? Then you better know and rejoice in this mystery. Amen. This understanding and knowledge of it. So he says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles or the believers, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We just can't get away from that glory. Because that's all he's after. Because he wants you glorified together with him. That's marvelous. He doesn't want that, if you will, that spouse so he can just have her walk 10 paces behind and just serve me and get me this and get me that. And by the way, come down here and bow before me. Oh no. He wants to present her and make known to all that I have loved thee. I prefer thee. And she will be glorified together with me. Right along with me. Everything. Everything that I receive, she's going to receive. Everything. See, only this mystery is going to give you that. Only the hidden wealth. The mystery, the riches of his glory. This isn't just holding glory. This is being glory. This is when I take those riches. And they're mine. They're mine. And the hope of it all is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're going to let that glory just break forth for him. Do you see? Just like in the Song of Solomon. You remember how the Shulamite, she was the one that was ready, developed. He talks about her beautiful body, every bit of it. Stunning, he's ravished. She's fully mature, she's ready. But then she had that little sister, same, if you will, in a lot of ways. Genetics, DNA, same daddy, all of that. And she could think about a marriage, but there was no way she could ever enter into that. That glory was all there, but it never grew up. It never got to the fullness of that place where, oh, honey, you're going to be presented to the king. And not as any servant. You're his wife.
Hallelujah!
Oh, you dear ones, I love you so much. It's marvelous. Now let's move. It's very clear. There's only one way to be this glory for him. Growth. Growth. Growing up fully. Knowing this. Fully grown as a wife would be ready for a husband. And this only comes by knowing and understanding and hearing and cherishing. Cherishing the mystery we speak. Once again, on Wednesday night, I was so grateful to God. I'm so thankful. The evidence of the kings is they search out the matter. I am so grateful for the wealth that we have. You search your Bibles. You're out there looking for things. Praise God in the spirit. And deep things, bridal things. I want to see another layer of a love letter in here for me, Lord. And I thank God for that. And this is the evidence of being in love with this. Hallelujah, there is nothing like it. Because it's our life. It's our praise. It's our rejoicing that we know this mystery, and you know the mystery is yours. It's a cherished thing. It's not, again, it's not just a cerebral or, you know, some type of a, I'm really good in theology. No. Matter of fact, you ain't going to ever see this in that regard, in those depths. No. We are growing in the mystery's glory. We're growing up to be that all-glorious bride for Him. Growing up so much by the grace of God, just like we read. The Apostle Paul's going to have to look up from a high mountain. There she is descending. Oh, I love that. Now, let's close this up because I think this is maybe the most, if you will, the most beautiful thing. And the beautiful thing to Him, but I pray to us as well too. The greatest evidence of this readied wife, this lamb, Colossians 2:2, we're right there. Read this second verse of chapter 2 with me. It's amazing. That their hearts might be comforted. Okay? How are our hearts comforted? Being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement, and that word acknowledgement means again the full understanding of what? The mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. It's so beautiful. Our comfort is we are knit together in the full understanding of this mystery. I thank God how you comfort me. Yeah, you know that. You comfort me because I know you have full assurance of this mystery. I'm the most comforted pastor on this planet. I'm going to say it again. I'm the most comforted pastor on this planet. Do you realize that? This is our speak. This is all, this is it. This is why the encouragement and the strength, praise God, the encouragement and strength, we're not going to be moved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Whoa. Oh, there's times we get a little stupid. But the comfort from one another comes on in. And, oh, come on. Comfort, encouragement, strengthening one another. That's what this means. Stand and win. And how? By being knit together in love in the riches of this mystery. I'm going to give you one more thing. And this just might be too much for some to come back. And I mean it. But you know what? I'm not going to withhold a thing in the Word of God. Okay. That word knit. Very first definition of that word knit. Is it's the very act of consummating. It's the very act. It's the very act of the moment that a marriage is consummated. So once again, that we be knit together in love unto all riches of full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery. Why did he say that? Because it's probably the most beautiful moment in many ways of anything we know. As men and women. The moment under the hand and eyes of God, in a sense that they've been made one. Bone of bone, flesh of flesh. And we have that in Paul's gospel. And it's a continuing thing. It goes on. And this is what God has given us. In that mystery, we enter into this with one another in Christ. That is what this mystery is. It's the knowledge right now by faith. We dwell in it. We are settled down in marriage with one another in Christ. This mystery made known to us. His Spirit has consummated the marriage in our hearts. Do you understand now why she's a readied wife? And she's a body. And we've come into that. You come into that individually by faith. And he makes us one in this glorious church. This is the glory in the church. I pray to God you just take it. Understand this. And grow more wise unto your salvation. Grow more wise in wisdom and understanding in this incredible, incredible riches of glory moment that we're in. My goodness, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. I believe the Lord's elevated my heart to more love for you. I loved how a sister come up and say, oh, I adore you. Well, I long for you. Dearly beloved, I believe by the grace of God it's going on. And praise be to God, I believe. I really do, by the grace of God. We might just be ready. Might just be ready. You think? Aren't you thankful this our speak? Yeah. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, oh, you're so good. And Lord, truly, you've caused by your spirit, we come in here and we just settle down in marriage. We just settle down. Lord, we're beginning to show those evidences of spiritual. The restoration is abundant. Because the love shed abroad, Lord God, that anointing power is flowing over the people. And God, may we would just rejoice more in it and give you more praise and thanks for this. Lord, it seems that we've reached the brim. But oh God, it's always a brim, but you're increasing the vessels. And Lord, let us understand that. Yes, Lord, we know that there's many things that aren't joyous for the moment, but we know. And with what we know, Lord God, do you think that we can endure just a little while longer for a little more glory for you? Just a little more glory for you? Oh, it's so mighty, Jesus, with what you finished and gave to us on the cross. And what you saw for us. The joy, as you said, that was set before you. As you said, they pierced my side. That's you, honey. That's you, my rib. Just a little while longer. Oh, beloved bridegroom, you've promised us that you'll come. And you're going to come quickly. Oh, and it's going to be that hour they think not. Oh God, let us be thinking 24/7. This is the moment you're coming. Lord, thank you for this. And thank you, Lord, that you've made this known to us. And let us increase in it. And Lord, let our abounding hope grow in it. Thank you for this company of saints. Thank you, Lord, for this assembling that you've given us today. Lord, as we go forth from here, Lord, thank you for the love that you've grown in us for one another today. Thank you, God, that the Comforter has come and is comforting through the vessels of his mercy. We thank you and give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.